Mike, when teams prepare to play against the Eagles' offensive pace, a lot of defensive coordinators do different things. Sometimes they run two scout teams, you know, alternate them very quickly, that kind of stuff. What kind of things do you think Dom does to prepare for the pace they're going to have to play at?
Well, I mean, we have a no-huddle offense here. And what we do is we actually have a competitive period each week between our offense and defense, where it's, you know, the offense runs the things that they're working on and defense runs the things that they're working on. So the competition, you know, keep the level up is important. Also with the two-minute drill. So, you know, with that, the mechanics are being emphasized and the things that you have to do against that type of offense each and every week.
Mike, can you talk about Aaron Rodgers and just, you know, what you think makes him, you know, one of the premier quarterbacks in the league?
Well, I just think Aaron is, he's a complete player. I mean, he's a football player. I mean, he's very talented. He's definitely has defined his skill set at the quarterback position. He's, you know, very comfortable in our system, and then the mental part of it is, you know, he has a complete understanding of how teams are trying to come after him and things like that. And his ability to extend plays, play in space, and play in the pocket is, you know, it's a tribute to him as a player. So, I mean, he really doesn't have a weakness.
Mike, was there any temptation the other night to leave him in to go for the touchdown record?
No. You know, I think that's something that maybe, you know, early in his career we probably would have talked about it. You know, our focus is on, you know, winning championships, and I think Aaron would echo the same thing. So it was important for us to come out of there in the third quarter and play those first two series the best we could, and we did that, and that's how I felt it was time to sit him down.
Hey, Mike, some of the changes you guys made this year in terms of nutrition, science, practice schedule, things of that nature, did you consider the Eagles at all or look at the Eagles at all?
No, I have not. I have not had the opportunity to visit with the Eagles. I'm told they've done some, you know, excellent things, and, you know, those are conversations I think that go on more through, you know, strength and conditioning staffs and the training staffs and things like that. But, you know, we try to keep an open eye and open, you know, open mind to all the new things that are out there, and we've made a number of changes here, and it's really a credit to, you know, Mark Lovott, our strength and conditioning coach. He's always been someone that's researched that for, you know, my whole time here. I'm a little slower sometimes to make change, but he's been persistent, and I really like some of the changes that we have made.
What was the impetus of it? What caused you to start doing that?
Well, I look at our program. I look at everything involved, starting with myself, the coaches, the players, you know, the departments that touch the football team, and we're very fortunate. You know, Mark Murphy, Ted Thompson, Russ Ball, they've upgraded our facilities here, so we've been accommodated to have the resources to go into some new, you know, new training methods and things like that.
What did you see from watching Mark Sanchez's first game with the Eagles the other night?
I thought Mark played very well. I mean, it was obviously a big stage, and it was an excellent win for the Eagles. You know, I thought they, played excellent all three phases. But I thought Mark looked very comfortable in the offense, threw the ball on time, played well in space.
Mike, what stands out to you, Mike, on the Eagles' defense?
I'm sorry?
What stands out to you about the Eagles' defense?
The Eagles' defense, very aggressive. I like the way they play, physical. Pursuit is excellent, schematically challenging. So, their game plans are distinct for their opponent each and every week. So, it's definitely a team that challenges you, you know, when they're outside of your division.
Mike, how did you and Dom arrive at the decision to move Clay inside against Chicago? And how much preparation did he have before that game?
Well, Clay really just had the 1 week of preparation. You know, these are things that were installed, talked about throughout the spring. And I think, like most teams, we have a menu or, you know, a ready list that we have for the whole season. And just going through the Sell Scott and during the bye week, we felt it was time to try that package.
If
I could ask you one more question about tempo, since you guys also run a no huddle. Do you find that opposing defenses will often maybe simplify what they do a little bit against a no huddle, simply because there's not as much time for, you know, pre-snap communication and checks and that kind of stuff?
Well, really, on the sample size that I have, you know, looking at the Eagles last year and again this year, I would say that was probably a little more the case last year. You know, I know that you know, watching the Arizona Cardinals and watching the Houston Texans, I thought that schematically they you know, they were aggressive and probably did some things, you know, did more things than was done. You know, lead into our game last year.
You guys played the Eagles last year. Aaron was out with his shoulder injury. I think Seneca Wallace left early in the game with an injury, so you're down to your third-string quarterback. What has to happen for, like, a backup quarterback to be able to succeed in this league?
Can't turn the ball over. I mean, I think that game was a very good illustration of it. You know, I thought Scott Tolzien, and especially for the limited time that he had to prepare for that game, he came in and did a lot of good things, but the turnovers, you know, definitely did not help, and our defense did not take the ball away from Philadelphia's offense. So, you know, Philly had the three big plays and the long drive there at the end. So those are the things that we've kind of gone back and reviewed and are focused on.
If you look at your home road splits this year, you're scoring 20 more points at home than on the road. Is there a reason for that you can put your finger on?
Yeah, we like playing at home. I mean, I'm sure like every team, Lambeau Field's a great place to play. It's our home, and things are, you know, communication is smoother here. You know, we've played in some very difficult arenas, you know, particularly Seattle and Detroit and, you know, Miami down there in the heat. So, I mean, it's nice that it's that big of a margin, because you want to score as many points as possible. But I would think most teams play better at home.